Welcome back, everybody, to the Classic Rock Podcast. And this is a brand new feature. It is called Foreplay. Classic Rock Foreplay. Every week, we're going to be playing the best four tracks that have just been released of that week. No filler, no interviews, just four of the best. And coming up first, following on from Stay Free, Black Country Communion release, a second track from the upcoming new album due this summer. This is Red Sun, produced as ever by Kevin Shirley. And it is a lyrical journey through the depths of the soul, echoing the struggles and revelation that comes with life's challenges. Or, in other words, just a damn fine piece of hard rock.
You lie with the
love it, love it. What a great track. Sure to be one of the most eagerly anticipated releases of the year. The new Black Country Communion album, Glenn Hughes, in majestic form as ever. He's in Denmark, by the way, very shortly to begin recording his new solo album. He's out on tour as well. What, of course, we would love to see is Black Country Communion out on the road, if their schedules permit. It's going to be very difficult, but we can hope. And so, moving on to track two on 4Play this week. Robert John and The Wreck also have a new album coming this June 28th. It is called Red Moon Rising. And this is the latest release. It is titled Worried Man, which, like the BCC track we've just heard, is also produced by Kevin Shirley. And this showcases perfectly the band's unique ability to shine with slower, thoughtful melodies and ballads. This is a brilliant track.
Tired, feeling run down, just thinking out loud. I don't know the right words, maybe 'cause the right words never come out. Just thinking out loud. I ain't looking for a revelation to give me back my wasted time. Sometimes a little conversation is all you need for your word and mine. Missing my fire, missing that thing that makes me burn. I'll never learn. Sometimes it feels like the sky is falling down on me. Maybe it ought to be. I ain't looking for a revelation to give me back my wasted time. Sometimes a little conversation is all you need for your worried mind. Maybe I'm always on my own, even when I'm not alone. I'm just told can't you see what you mean to me? My wasted time. Sometimes a little conversation is all you need for your worried mind.
told you it was good. Were you getting a bit of a Bruce Springsteen vibe there? Yeah, I think so. Robert John on the Racket, out on tour everywhere around the US, around Europe. If you've never seen them live, do yourself a favour. Check out where they're playing. Get down to see them because they are superb live. And we move on. Track 3 on 4Play for this week. Nickelback are out on tour as well. They hit the UK in the middle of May. Get Rollin' is the album. It is out now. Standing in the Dark is going to be the next release to come from this album. And it is sure to take them on the same path as the other 23 chart-topping singles they have released. Incredible to know, actually, that the band are the 11th most successful act of all time. Quite incredible. Never understood, really, why there was the bad press that they sometimes get. Great songs, great live shows, pretty much everything that you want, all wrapped up in one very acceptable package.
Just let go.
And that brings us to the final track of Foreplay for this edition. One of the UK's best-loved rock bands, Thunder. They conclude their expanded reissue releases today with the release of the Magnificent Seventh, Robert Johnson's Tombstone, and Bang. Now, all of them, by the way, available on vinyl for the very first time ever. And all of them contain rare, deleted, and unreleased bonus tracks. Really good package as well. And to conclude then, The Devil Made Me Do It.
Homos with legs on, I didn't know what to do.
And that concludes Foreplay for this week. Hope you've enjoyed it. Now, do stay tuned next week because we have a new show coming. Special guests include Blaze Bailey and Billy Morrison. Also coming up over the weekend, there's a special video feature you will be able to see. It is Mel Gaynor of Simple Minds. He will be talking about his new album that is coming in May. And we're going to be looking back over his three-decade-plus career, including the time, remember, when he joined Samson. Remember them? As they prepared to give a very young British singer by the name of Bruce Dickinson to you and me, a shot. They ended up playing Reading, and of course, all the rest is history. And also, don't forget to check out the website for exclusive interviews and feature content. You can find it at www.theclassicrockpodcast.com. And if you're good, we'll be back with more Foreplay next week.